Do you stand daily in awe of God? Are your thoughts continuously drawn to Him throughout your day? Is your heart inexplicably pulled toward Him all day long? Are you standing not just in awe of the Lord, Jehovah, your light, your salvation, your stronghold, but in utter, total confidence in Him and His perfect love for you? What is your perspective of the Christian life? Welcome to the Point of Purity podcast, a weekly study filled to the brim with all the tools from Scripture you will ever need to build a lasting life of biblical purity. I'm your host, Steve Etner, author, national speaker, and purity coach for the Pure Man Ministry, and this is episode number 123, entitled Awestruck Perspective. A few years ago, a man, I believe inspired of God, wrote a beautiful song about standing in awe of his Heavenly Father. Here's part of what he wrote. He said, "You are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depth of your love? You are beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned above, and I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you, holy God, to whom all praise is due. I stand in awe of you." I wonder, can you say that? I asked in the intro to today's episode, do you truly stand daily in awe of God? Are your thoughts drawn to Him? Is your heart inexplicably pulled toward Him? Are you standing not just in awe of the Lord, Jehovah, your light, your salvation, your stronghold, but are you standing in utter and total confidence in Him and His perfect love for you? So what say you? Let's take just a moment here. And let's consider once again Psalm 27, verse 1. We've referred to this verse a lot over the last few episodes. You see, in Psalm 27, 1, David writes this, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" And I want us to focus on the use of the word fear in this verse. Whom shall I fear? You see, the word David uses for fear isn't referring to terror. It's not about cowering in the corner because I'm afraid of God and He's going to strike me with a bolt of lightning if I do wrong. No. That's not it. The word fear refers to bowing in awe of someone. That person that you're bowing before is to be highly revered, deeply respected, greatly honored. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I want you to consider what David's saying in this verse. The Lord, all caps, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, Jehovah, the God who deeply cares about you, who deeply cares about me. That's who's my light. That's who we are to follow. He is my salvation. He is the one, the only one that I am to revere, respect, honor, and stand in awe of. No one else and nothing else is worthy of that level of worship. You see, only God truly knows all of your needs. Only God will perfectly meet every one of those needs, every need, every time. As you cast all of your care on Him, 1 Peter 5:7, Philippians 4:19 gives us this promise. Listen, watch this now. He will supply. In other words, He will meet, He will take care of every need of yours according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:19. Now, I have a question for you. Based on the verse I just quoted to you, Philippians 4:19, here's my question. How many of your needs will God meet? How many of your needs will God supply? How many of your needs will God personally take care of? The answer, it's a three-letter word. You've heard me use it often in these episodes. It's the word all. All means all. And that's all means. He will supply all of your needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:19. Truly, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Psalm 23, verse 1. In Romans 8, verse 32, the Apostle Paul says that he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? The answer to your fears is to choose daily to stand in awe of the right person, to revere, to respect, to truly honor the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Psalm 37, verse 4 gives us this awesome promise. It says this, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Let me quote Psalm 37, 4 to you again. I want you to listen attentively. I want you to listen carefully. I want you to listen intentionally as I quote this verse. And then I want to unpack a very powerful truth. Here's the verse, Psalm 37, verse 4. Delight yourself in the Lord. There it is in all caps again. That's Jehovah. Delight yourself in the God who cares for you. And he, Jehovah, the Almighty God who cares for you, will give you the desires of your heart. Now, here's what I want to unpack for you today. I want you to notice, first of all, what this verse is not saying. It's not promising that if you delight in Jehovah, then God is going to give you whatever your heart desires. That's not the promise. Uh-uh. And by the way, for that, we should be eternally grateful. Because remember Jeremiah 17, verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 5, verse 19, that out of the heart comes evil thoughts, adultery, sexual immorality. No, my friend, your heart, my heart, cannot be trusted to desire good and godly things consistently and continuously. It just can't be trusted. So Psalm 37, verse 4 is not promising that when you delight in the Lord, you'll get whatever your heart wants. That's not what it's saying. It is, however, a wonderful promise that as you daily focus your entire being around worship of the Almighty, all-powerful, most holy, sovereign creator of the universe, then he, Jehovah, the God who cares for you, he will place within your heart the right desires. Are you catching this? Jesus put it in this way in Matthew 6:33, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So it's my prayer. It's my desire. It's my passion to help you, the listener, find everything you need within a healthy, growing, God-glorifying relationship with the Creator, Savior, and Heavenly Father, the one who truly loves you. You see, my friend, in that kind of a relationship, all thirst is thoroughly quenched. All desires are not just properly expressed, they're purely satisfied. In John chapter 6, verse 35, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. The one who comes to me will not be hungry. The one who believes in me will never be thirsty. In Isaiah 58, verse 11, it says, the Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail, Isaiah 58, verse 11. Think about this. A primary means to quenching your spiritual thirst is by daily choosing to read and study the Scriptures. Let me repeat that. This is important. A primary means that God uses to quench your spiritual thirst is when you choose to daily read and study the Scripture, to be in God's Word. And as Colossians 3:16 says, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. And let's face it, way too often we approach the Bible like we would a buffet table. We pick and we choose which passages of Scripture we want to read. We'll sample it. We'll sip at it. We'll taste it. And if we like it, then we'll linger. We'll stay in that text. We'll study it a little bit deeper. And if we don't like it, well, then we just move on because there's plenty of other Scriptures to go over. I submit that we need to learn how to develop a new appreciation for God's Word. We need to be able to cry like David did, "Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all day long." Psalm 119:97. I submit that we need to learn to love God's commandments above gold, above fine gold. May I add, even above our own sinful sexual desires. Psalm 119, verse 127. We need to be able to shout out at the top of our lungs, "The law of God's mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces." Psalm 119, verse 72. In other words, God's word is better to me. God's word is more precious to me. God's word holds greater value to me than all the lustful thoughts and fantasies I could ever think or ever dream or ever engage in. God's word is better to me than all the pornographic images in the world. And God's word is far better for me than any pop or rush that masturbation or lust could ever give me. Can you say that and mean it? I submit that if you want genuine, lasting victory over sexual impurity, you need to open your Bible, and you need to open your Bible daily. You need to, Deuteronomy 17, verse 19, read in it all the days of your life. Learn to fear the Lord your God by keeping all the words of God's law and these statutes and do them, Deuteronomy 17, 19. Oh, my friend, please don't let this book of the law, don't let God's word depart from your mouth, but meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then, are you listening? For then you will make your way prosperous. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Then, as you dive into the word of God and allow the word of God to permeate and saturate and dwell in you richly, then you will know victory. You will know victory over lust, victory over porn, victory over masturbation, victory over alcoholism, victory over drug abuse, victory over gluttony, victory over pride, greed, control. Because those are the byproducts. The real issue is who's sitting on the throne of your heart. Be in the Word of God. Let the Word of God dwell in you, my friend. Make a choice this week to not let a day go by without investing time in the Word of God. Now, as I wrap up this particular episode, I just want you to know how deeply honored I am that you choose to share your time with me in this episode and the other ones that you've been listening to and the ones that are coming up. Would you seriously consider joining the Pure Man Ministry and become a vital part of what we're doing? We're looking for what we're calling Purity Coach Partners. Individuals or churches or small groups who will commit to supporting this ministry in two major areas. First and foremost, we need a prayer team. We need people who are committed to daily lifting this ministry before the Lord, lifting me before the Lord, lifting Heather, my wife, before the Lord as we minister to men and women across the globe, lifting the truths of God's word before the throne, asking God to take the truth that we're sharing with these men and with these women and ingrain it deeply within their hearts to bring about real change. We need prayer partners who will commit to supporting this ministry through prayer. And I'm talking about more than just, "Dear God, bless Steve and whatever it is, the ministry that he does, Pure something or other." As important as that is, we're looking for Purity Coach partners in this ministry who are praying for us daily, for wisdom as we mentor, as we counsel and coach, praying for protection. The enemy is almost daily doing something to try and stop us in our tracks and try and shut this ministry down. We need prayer support. We need people praying for the men that are entrenched and enslaved in this sin, praying for their freedom, praying for victory, praying for clarity as they open the Word of God and study the Scriptures. The enemy has blinded them. The enemy has lulled them to sleep. We need to pray that the Holy Spirit wakes them up. Pray for their freedom. Pray for victory. Pray for their personal spiritual growth. Pray for their families, for their wives, their children, their churches. We need faithful prayer partners who will commit to praying for this ministry on a regular basis. Would you please join our Purity Prayer, that's a mouthful, our Purity Prayer Partner team? But we also need partners who will choose to come alongside of us and help us financially, help us to support this ministry. You see, we're a donor-supported ministry. We're faith-based. It's a not-for-profit. Everything we do is dependent upon God's people giving to this ministry financially. That's what helps us not only keep the electric bill paid for and the water bill and the heat, and it's what helps pay for the materials as we help give them to men who can't afford to pay for the counseling or the coaching ministry. We are donors. I'm getting a mouthful again. We are donor supported. So if this ministry, if what I'm describing to you speaks to your heart, if you share with us the burden to reach men and women across the globe with the message of freedom, victory, hope, healing, restoration, through the cleansing power of the Word of God, as it's being led by the Spirit of God, would you please join our team of Point of Purity partners? We're looking for one-time gifts. That is awesome. We're also looking for monthly supporters whom God is calling us to support with gifts of $10, $20, $25, $50, $100 a month, or even more. And I realize that that's a sacrifice on your behalf, and we pray for you that God would bless you as you choose to give to this ministry. Well, how do I give? How do I support the Pure Man Ministry? Well, your financial support of any amount is not only greatly appreciated, it's very, very much needed, and it is tax deductible. So if God is moving in your heart to become a financial partner with us, visit our website. It's thepuritycoach.com. Again, it's thepuritycoach, all one word, thepuritycoach.com. And in the upper right corner of our menu bar is a donate button. And you can give your tax-deductible donation today. And if you are wanting to become a prayer partner, would you send me an email and I will send you some current prayer requests. Send me an email at steve@thepuritycoach.com. Again, that's steve@thepuritycoach.com. And just simply say, prayer partner, or how can I pray for you? And I will send you our most current prayer list. And if you've not yet subscribed to this podcast, please let me encourage you to do so today so you don't miss any of our upcoming episodes. Well, until next time, this is author, speaker, and purity coach Steve Etner reminding you that if you're going to glorify God in your everyday living, He must first be glorified in your every moment thinking.